radio SBS en français, en ligne et sur votre smartphone.
Great pleasure of welcoming on the French language program, Michelle Carey from the Melbourne International Film Festival. Welcome back.
Avec plaisir.
Avec plaisir. And you are the artistic director. This is your sixth year already.
Yes, yes, that's correct. I really can't believe it. I feel like I'm just starting.
It's traveling well and it's going fast for you.
Yeah, it's we've had a huge response to the program. Tickets are on sale. Tickets are selling very, very well. And it starts just in over a week.
Absolutely. And this is the 65th edition.
Yes, yes, yes. We are old.
Quite a grand cru, as we say in French. So this 2016 edition starts off with the Australian premiere of this Australian film called The Death and Life of Otto Bloom. Perhaps a little introduction about that?
Yes, it's actually the world premiere, so this is the first time it's screening. It's a locally made film here in Melbourne starring Xavier Samuel, and he plays a man who remembers life in reverse. And it's a romance. It's sort of told as a mockumentary, but it's a lovely character piece, and it's a lot of fun, actually.
And Michelle, we're going to concentrate on the French films that you've selected for this 2016 edition. Maybe we could start with the headliner category, which is a brand new one this year.
Mm-mm.
Can you explain to us what you've done?
Yes, of course. So headliners is, I guess as the title says, it's our big, big, big films. So these are the big films from the festivals at Cannes and Berlin, the films that have won prizes, the big auteurs. So we have 12 films. Actually, I tell a lie, we have 13 films in this section and a couple of French films. We have Things to Come by Mia Hansen-Løve, and this is her fifth film, beautiful work starring Isabelle Huppert as a philosophy teacher. And it's a wonderful, Isabelle Huppert, of course, is just always so wonderful to watch on the screen. So is this one. And then for something a bit different, we have a farcical comedy by Bruno Dumont, called Slack Bay or Malut in French. And this also has a big cast, Juliette Binoche and Fabrice Lucchini and Valeria Bruno Tedeschi. And it's set in the 1910s and it's just a wonderful farcical comedy. That's all I'm going to say.
People will have to go and see it, absolutely. And you've also got Personal Shopper by Olivier Assayas.
Of course. A Personal Shopper. This is English language, but of course very, very French, being Olivier Assayas. And I've lost count even how many films we are now with him. He's very, very prolific and starring Kristen Stewart as a fashion buyer. And so she buys fashion and clothes for her boss, and this is her job. But it's also got a little bit of a ghost element, so a little bit sci-fi too.
And then the Belgian brothers, Jean-Pierre and Luc
yes.
Dardenne.
Of course, it can't be a film festival without the Dardenne brothers. So this is their new one called The Unknown Girl, La Fille Inconnue. And just wonderful, wonderful, very humanist sort of storytelling. Their last film, of course, was 2 Days, One Night with Marion Cotillard. And this is a continuation of their inquiry into, personal stories, personal ethics, the situations we find themselves in. I found it very, very moving, this one.
And Michelle, should we jump to the next generation category and speak about the lineup that you've got there?
Yeah, so Next Gen is a part of our program. It's been going for 10 years. It's specifically designed for young audiences, so under 18. And we have two components. One is for schools, and these are films around particular languages. And the other one is films for family. So we have French films in both sections. For our schools, we have a beautiful animation called Adama, which is about a young West African boy who goes looking for his brother in World War I. So very, very striking animation. And then a new film called Miss Impossible, which is directed by Emily Deleuze. And it's based on the YA novel by Marie Desplechin. And another film also, looking at school kids called The New Kid. And so these are generally recommended for ages 12 plus. And then for families, we have Long Way North, which is a film. It won the Annecy Audience Award. And we're actually screening it in French and in English separately. So it's in both languages. And then another film for family called Moon, Guardian of the Moon.
in the international panorama category, you have films which are co-productions, collaborations between different countries, and the French film lineup is quite impressive again this year.
It's huge. I mean, France is a very big co-producing country, so even sometimes if the film is not in French, it's often a producer. We have a number of even Asian films that are produced out of France. We, in fact, have 60 French films this year. But in that section, International Panorama, some of our big films are Francophonia, which is actually directed by a Russian director, Alexander Sokurov, but has a look at the Louvre, a very beautiful film. Another film called Being 17, which is co-written by Céline Sciamma, but is directed by André Téchiné, mm-hmm. who's been making films a long time. And another film called Elle, also starring Isabelle Huppert. Then another one, a little bit different, called Evolution, which is the second feature by Lucille Hadzihalilovic. I hope I pronounce this correct. It's very atmospheric, sort of body horror film, very interesting film.
I'm coming back to the Australian showcase because you've got Monsieur Mayonnaise this year, and the producer is Philippe Mora. And
yes.
Mieka is still around in Melbourne and painting.
This is the story of the Mora family, who would be very well known to Melburnians of any background. So this actually tells the story of Georges Mora, I guess his time in France in the resistance. He was very close friends with people like Marcel Marceau, and how he immigrated to Melbourne with his beautiful wife, Mieka Mora, very talented artist, still with us, and set up, you know, a life in Melbourne with the restaurants, the paintings. Oh la la, what a life. And Philippe Mora is the subject of the film as well. So it's also about him. He became a filmmaker here in Australia. He now lives in Los Angeles. But it's a wonderful portrait of a beautiful immigration story.
Michelle, overall, I think I've read that lots of films are by female directors this year.
Yes, that's right. We have 27% female directors, which, you know, there's a lot of conversations going on around the lack of female directors. And this is very true. But we also want to present the good story, that there are some wonderful female directors, and there need to be more, of course. But we like to have them front and center. We have a retrospective of New York female directors. For example, I've mentioned some French directors such as Lucille Hadzihalilovic and Mia Anson-Love. And we pay tribute to the wonderful Chantal Ackerman, a Belgian filmmaker who passed away last year. So there are lots of great female directors, definitely.
And are there any special guests coming over from France?
From France this year, unfortunately not.
But we've got Philippe Mora.
We have Philippe Mora, and, you know, we have lots of other guests.
Absolutely. And and all these details on the website, mif.com.au. I'm curious also to know, how many films do you see in the space of 12 months?
Oh, I lose count around February, Jean-Noël. I try to count, but maybe, I don't know, maybe 500. But this includes short films. And I should really count 1 year, and I try every year, but I lose count.
So I imagine as soon as the festival is over, you start working for the next edition, for next year's edition.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Right away we go off to Toronto and those festivals, yeah.
Michelle Carey, thank you so much for coming on to the French language program. And as we say in French, meilleurs voeux pour l'édition 2016.
Merci.
SBS en français. Partagez nos rubriques sur Facebook.